Friday afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss, Ian Geis, and Tim Weiland here in the studio with me. And now you get to join us if you're a dad who wants to play the Harris Challenge. That's right. It's dads only today for the challenge because it is Father's Day weekend. And if you want to get in here, 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. Those are the numbers if you have not played in the last 60 days and you have an offspring of any kind. You are welcome to play the Harris Challenge today. And when you get in here, you are going to be playing for fabulous prizes plus a special bonus prize. Here now to tell you all about it, the Prize Man.
Yay! The Prize Man!
That's what I said.
Right you are, Paul. It's a special Father's Day edition. We have one dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Mm-hmm.
Or we have a Peroni's Pizzeria gift card. They have two locations, one in Florissant and in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. Or you might choose passes for the Skyview Drive-In.
That's right. Our sponsor is the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville, where there are doubleheaders on two different screens. Tonight, it's the first weekend out for Cars 3 from Pixar. And that's paired up with Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, or it should be called the fifth movie where Johnny Depp desperately tries to get some more cash in the bank because he's going broke. And on the other screen, you've got Wonder Woman with Gal Gadot as the DC Comics heroine, and The Mummy with Tom Cruise as the non-DC Comics heroine, or worse to that effect. Those are your double bills this weekend at the Skyview Drive-In in Belleville.
And if you get the clean sweep, we're going to throw in a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester in Baldwin. Go to Candici's.net. Plus, a Breezy Buddy cooling pillow.
Actually, we're going to replace those today. We're not going to give you the cooling pillow because everybody who wins today, even
right.
if you don't get the clean sweep, every one of the dads who plays today and wins on the Harris Challenge is going to get one of the Breezy Buddy air-cooled lawn chairs.
Woo! And these are slick.
We tried them out earlier when Dave Kasperzik from Breezy Buddy was in here.
Yeah.
You sit down in one, and that cool air comes up the back and under the back of your neck, and you can't help but make that sound.
Oh, it's lightweight, packs away like a standard bag chair. It can hold up to 300 pounds. You can use your portable USB power supply or something like that. It's like, so go to, right now, they're $49.99.
Normally $59.99.
Yes.
Dave's got them on sale now for $49.99. You can get them at BreezyBuddy.com, or you can win one here today by winning the Harris Challenge. And now, let's meet the first contestant, the first dad to get on here today. Hello, Cliff. How are you?
Not too bad, Paul. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Happy Father's Day weekend. I'm a proud father of my daughter, Peyton, and a proud son of my dad, Cliff St. James, who passed away just before Christmas.
Oh.
And it's a pleasure to be with you all today.
Well,
wow.
Thank you. It's nice to have you on here. And so you're Cliff Jr.?
Well, no. It's a long story.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I take it back.
But I personally enjoyed your dad as Corky the Clown when I was a kid and then as the weatherman on Channel 5 for years and years and years. So.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate that.
He was
that.
A legend in this town,
yes,
no doubt
was.
About it. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer, and we'll see which of the categories you would like to choose from today, Cliff. Number one category, as always, have you been paying attention? Category two, for Father's Day weekend, we have a category called Movie Dads, or category three, Sports Week. Which one do you want?
Oh, for love of Pete.
That's not a category.
Yeah.
I'll take the second one.
Movie Dads?
Sure.
All right, Cliff, 60 seconds on the clock. You need 8 points or better to win. Let's play the Harris Challenge. For 1 point, which of these did not appear in the 1997 movie Father's Day? Robin Williams, Jim Carrey, or Billy Crystal?
Robin Williams.
Jim Carrey. What was the name of the father played by Gregory Peck in To Kill a Mockingbird?
The father?
Yeah.
Pass.
Steve Martin starred in the 1991 remake of Father of the Bride, but who played that role in the 1950 original?
Gregory Peck.
Spencer Tracy. Which member of the Breaking Bad cast appeared in the 2015 movie Fathers and Daughters?
Oh, my Lord, I don't know. Please, go ahead.
Here's the five-pointer. Name any of the actors nominated for an Oscar in the 1993 movie In the Name of the Father.
I'm so glad. I want to be punished.
Well, here's where I point out that you chose this category of your own free will, and you're putting up a goose egg, Cliff. I'll just tell you that in the name of the Father, 7 Oscar nominations, including director Jim Sheridan, and the actors were Daniel Day-Lewis, Pete Postlethwaite, and Emma Thompson. Aaron Paul, who was Jesse Pinkman on Breaking Bad, was in Fathers and Daughters.
Of course I should have known that.
And Gregory Peck was Atticus Finch in To Kill a Mockingbird.
I mean, who wouldn't know that? Really, Paul?
Yeah, really, Cliff.
Gregory Peck.
Interesting.
That's the sound of a guy, if he were doing the animation of a guy with a low voice, how he would say Gregory Peck.
Doug is a little useful, don't you think so, Mary?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
who's
man.
That?
That's Jimmy Stewart.
Thank you, Dan. Bye-bye.
Nah, Cliff, don't go anywhere.
No, you have to be punished.
All right, fine.
Take it like a man.
I will.
Well, since it is Father's Day weekend, here's a song about my old man. Well, not my old man, but this old man.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. Is this Bob Dylan?
Yes, it is. That's right. Bob Dylan sings nursery rhymes, kids.
Oh, man.
Sing along.
Here we go.
This old man, he played one. He played knick-knack on my drum with a knick-knack paddywhack. Give the dog a bone. This old man came rolling home. This old man, he played
home
two. He played knick-knack on my shoe with a knick-knack.
Okay, that's enough. Oh, I forgot there was the harmonica coda there.
Sting.
Yeah. Cliff, I hope you have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day.
I'm at Aim in the Gym.
Thank you. We appreciate that. And here's our next contestant. Hello, Gary.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Tell us about yourself and your family.
I've got a son, Ryan, and a daughter, Rachel, and my wife's name is Annette.
Okay. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Sports Week or another one for Father's Day called Showbiz Fathers, Showbiz Kids?
Let's go with the first one.
All right. Have you been paying attention? Let's find out, Gary. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which town in the bi-state was James Hodgson, who shot a congressman and others at a baseball practice Wednesday morning, from?
Belleville.
Correct. What supermarket chain is Amazon acquiring for $13.7 billion?
Kmart.
Whole Foods. Which three-word motto is Fox News dropping as its slogan?
Pass.
Which TV reality show's production was canceled this week after allegations of sexual assault on one of the participants?
Pass.
Which state joined the District of Columbia in filing a lawsuit claiming that Trump's business dealings were unconstitutional? There's only 50 of them. Take a guess.
Pennsylvania.
Maryland. Back to the three-pointer. What's that three-word Fox News slogan they're dropping?
Out.
No, fair and balanced, and the reality show was Bachelor in Paradise. And by the way, with that Amazon acquiring Whole Foods, I checked today, if you're an Amazon Prime member, they will now deliver bananas to your house in 1 hour, but because it's from Whole Foods, they still cost $14 each. Gary,
well, apparently I've been not paying too much attention.
I was going to say, Gary.
I listen to KTRS all day long, so... I must have missed something somewhere.
Well, you only missed the 2, the 3, the 4, and the 5, but that one point up there puts you in an unbelievable lead over Cliff. Unfortunately, it means you also had to be punished.
Oh, boy.
This old man, he played three. He played knick-knack on my knee with a knick-knack.
Knick-knack on his feet.
He's a dog of bone. This old man came rolling home.
What about 4?
This old man... He played knick-knack on my door with a knick-knack. Anyway, give the dog a bone. This old man came rolling home.
Okay, all right, that's enough.
That shows you how much I need to be punished. I sat and listened to all of it.
Oh, I can sing along.
That's because you're a man, and you're teaching your kids what it's like to stand up and be a man.
There you go.
All right, Gary, have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Dan, am I wrong? Is that a drum machine on there?
I think so.
That can't be a live human being.
No.
They couldn't hire somebody for a session to do that.
No.
Dun, 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 over and over again.
No, he'd kill himself.
Let's go to our third contestant. Hi, Dan.
Hi.
No,
oh, it's a different Dan.
Oh.
Dan, are you there?
I am, but I'm Stan.
Oh,
S-T-A-N.
Oh, Stan.
Stan, okay.
No big deal. Well, I want a quick shout-out that I am one of the most fortunate people in the world to have a daughter who I will spend 12 Father's Days with, thanks to, thank you, to St. Louis Children's Hospital, who gave her a heart transplant at 2 months old, and she's doing great today.
Wow. Wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What's her name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. I hope you and your dad have a great Father's Day weekend together. Stan, we have three categories here. Sports Week, Showbiz Fathers, Showbiz Dads, or our new third category, Multiple Choice First Lady.
Let's go with sports.
Okay.
I'll see what I know there.
Okay. I just want to point out the two previous guys thought they were choosing a category that they'd be good at.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Well, let's see if you've been paying attention. Sports Week is the category, Dan. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which two fighters have agreed to face off on August 26th in a match that is expected to bring in over $77 million in ticket sales?
Cooper and... is it Holyfield?
No, it's Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather. On their way to winning the NBA championship Monday night, how many games did the Golden State Warriors lose in this year's playoffs?
One.
Correct. With his French Open victory Sunday, who became the first player in modern tennis to win 10 Grand Slam singles titles at the same tournament?
Nadal.
Correct. Which team won the Stanley Cup last year and this year?
Pittsburgh.
Correct. Which former NBA star returned to North Korea on his fourth visit to Kim Jong-un this week?
Yeah, my favorite player, Dennis Rodman.
That is correct. And that, except for the fight question, which you got wrong, Dan, is almost a clean sweep. 14 points. You're a winner, which means you get your choice of prizes, plus a Breezy Buddy air-cooled chair.
Oh, man. You get the chair.
Yeah. Nicely done. Hang on.
Thank you.
We'll bring in our fourth contestant now, and that's you, Jeff. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Tell us about
Father's Day weekend.
Well, same to you. Tell us about your kids.
I have an almost 13-year-old, a 9-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 7-week-old.
Wow. Do you remember their names?
Sometimes. A lot of times we just yell a name and see who comes.
All right. We have two categories left here, Jeff. Showbiz Fathers, Showbiz Kids, or Multiple Choice First Lady. What'll it be?
Let's do the Showbiz.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which comedian fathered the actor who starred in the movie version of Scooby-Doo?
Pat.
Who directed all three Godfather movies, the last of which starred his daughter, Sophia?
Francis Ford Coppola.
Correct. Which Academy Award-winning actress's father produced The White Shadow and Saint Elsewhere?
Pat.
Which star of the Addams Family TV series had a son who starred in the movies Rudy and Lord of the Rings?
John Adams. It's John Astin.
John Astin. I'll give it to you. Which actor's sons starred together in The Fabulous Baker Boys?
Lloyd Bridges.
Correct. Back to the one-pointer. Which comedian fathered the actor who starred
Freddie
in...
Prince.
That's correct. And who is that Academy Award-winning actress whose father produced The White Shadow and Saint Elsewhere?
That I have no idea.
She is the woman who now sells pseudoscience nonsense on her Goop website, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh.
But that's okay, Jeff. You got all but the three-pointer for a total of 12, and you're a winner as well.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Dan will tell you how you get your prize and also your chair. Let's go to our final contestant now. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. Happy Father's Day. Tell us about your kids.
Just have one 1.5-year-old named Isabel, so I don't remember what sleep is like, but that's okay.
Yeah, I think that's probably right about on the money. One category left for you here, Tom. It's multiple choice first lady.
Sounds good.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Melania Trump is only our second foreign-born first lady. Who was the first? Lou Hoover, Letitia Tyler, or Louisa Adams?
Adams
is right. Who's the only first lady to give birth to twins? Laura Bush, Florence Harding, or Nellie Taft?
Bush
is right. Which first lady interviewed her future husband for a newspaper before he became president? Jackie Kennedy, Eleanor Roosevelt, or Pat Nixon?
Roosevelt.
Jackie Kennedy. Who was the first to have a VCR in the White House? Betty Ford, Rosalind Carter, or Nancy Reagan?
Reagan?
Carter. Who was the first to host a webcast from the White House? Barbara Bush, Hillary Clinton, or Laura Bush?
Laura Bush.
It was Hillary Clinton. Jacqueline Bouvier was her name when she worked for the Washington Times Herald after graduating from George Washington University in 1951, and she interviewed Congressman John Kennedy, who she would later go on to marry, and he would make her first lady. And Louisa Adams, the wife of John Quincy Adams, was born in England. All the rest were born here. So, Tom, you got the one and the two, and that's all you got, unfortunately, for 3 points, and that means I'm going to have to punish you one more time with Bob Dylan.
This old man, he played five, he played knick-knack on my hide with a knick-knack. Paddywhack, give the dog a bone. This old man, he's rolling home.
Okay, I'm going to do everyone a favor and not let him count to 10.
This old man.
No, I said not count to 10.
Right.
Thanks for playing. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
And happy Father's Day as well. That's enough, Bob.
Happy Father's Day to everyone.
That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and in the archives on my website, harrisonline.com.